Trump ally and Pence spokeswoman deploying to Pentagon as press secretary. By Christina Wong on August 14, 2019. Alyssa Farah, spokeswoman and communications director for Vice President Mike Pence, is headed to the Pentagon to serve as the department's press secretary, putting a President Trump supporter and ally in the building. After two unforgettable years at the White House with the VP, I'm honored to head to Detthoff Defense to serve as press secretary on behalf of Esper DOD and the incredible men and women of our armed forces. I look forward to joining the team helmed by Chief Pence Box, she tweeted Wednesday morning. Farah, 30, also served as a senior advisor to Pence as he worked closely with the Pentagon to stand up the Space Force. She also worked on a number of national security issues, such as with North Korea. She previously worked on Capitol Hill for 5 years, serving as spokeswoman for the House Freedom Caucus and communications director for House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, RNC, one of the president's top allies in Congress. Trump allies cheered Farah's move to the Pentagon. Alyssa is a pro and was always great to work with while I was in the West Wing, said former White House official Cliff Sims. The president deserves to have his people in senior roles across the government, and it's reassuring to know that the person who will be communicating on his behalf at DOD actually supports his agenda and will have his back. Alyssa is a top-level communications professional who understands and supports the president's America First agenda. This is a terrific hire by the Department of Defense, said Andy Sarabian, Republican strategist and former Trump White House official. Alyssa has been one of the most respected comms professionals in conservative political circles for years. With this one hire, the Pentagon comms staff just got a much-needed overhaul. Every supporter of the president should be pleased with this announcement, said Arthur Schwartz, Republican strategist and advisor to Donald Trump Jr., who had previously been a vocal critic of the Pentagon press shop. In a city and industry where effective communications is paramount, Alyssa is a total star. She's exceptionally talented, with strong political instincts and a great attitude to match, said former Treasury spokesman Tony Sayegh. We worked collaboratively on some of the most important public affairs assignments in the administration where we relied heavily on her leadership and skill. She will serve the country and the president with distinction at the Pentagon, said Sayegh, who is known from his time in the Trump administration as tax man. Farah will begin as press secretary and deputy assistant to the defense secretary in September. She will work with Jonathan Hoffman, the Pentagon's chief spokesman. Her experience working for the vice president on a range of issues, including national security and national defense issues, will transition well to the department as our press secretary and reinforce the secretary's commitment to press engagement, Hoffman said in a statement to the Washington Post. She heads over as Defense Secretary Mark Esper begins his time on the job. He was confirmed last month as the permanent replacement for former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.